Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Juneteenth is today, observed to mark the end of slavery in the U.S. in 1865. In the wake of the killing of George Floyd, Juneteenth this year serves as a focal point for calls for racial justice and widespread reform. Juneteenth 2020 also provides an opportunity for each of us to ask, what can we do to promote equality? There are many ways to do that. Today, I will be joined by my partner at Seneca Women, Sharon Bowen, to talk about one of the ways forward. Sharon is a former commissioner of the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the first African-American person to hold that position. She's also a former corporate lawyer and sits on the board of the parent company of the New York Stock Exchange. Looking back at the history of Juneteenth can give us context and perspective. Juneteenth traces back to June 19, 1865, when slaves in Texas were finally informed that all enslaved people in the Confederate States were free. That news came 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed and months after the end of the Civil War. Today, 48 states and the District of Columbia recognize Juneteenth as a day of observance or a state holiday. Many large companies such as Target, Twitter, Nike, among others, are making it a holiday too. But so far, despite a growing movement, Juneteenth has not been declared a national holiday. Current events are giving the day new meaning and raise the question of what will it take for this country to attain true equality. Juneteenth also prompts each of us to ask what role will we play in making a difference. Today, I'm so happy to be joined by Sharon Bowen. Sharon gives us her perspective on one way we can each make a difference. Here's what she had to say.
We believe that women, when they earn money, they give those funds back to their communities and they lift up their communities. And so I think a positive way for people to make a difference is to support Black women entrepreneurs. And I think that's even more important today, given the economy and just the history of our country. As you know, Black women starting new businesses, we're doing so at a much faster rate. We know that nearly half of the women in businesses in the U.S., for example, are controlled by minority women. We were making some real progress in terms of the number of companies that were being owned by Black women, you know, with that number increasing by 164% in the last decade or so. But we also know that disproportionately, that means that these Black women-owned businesses have been affected by COVID. And unfortunately, I suspect that the funding that's being given by the U.S. government hasn't really reached these populations. You know, we've heard that from others, that the money is just not going to these local small businesses. And we need that to happen. And we needed that to happen, frankly, before the pandemic. But just given sort of the economic strife that we're all kind of suffering as a country, I think is even more urgent that those funds get there faster. Yet, Black women entrepreneurs are not getting the funding that they need. In fact, Black women received only 0.0006% of VC funding for startups. And for me, someone from the financial markets, that statistic is really troubling. So I think that investing in women-owned businesses can have a huge impact. And I think in the spirit of Juneteenth, especially where people are looking for something positive to do, this is a way that you can lift up individuals in your communities, and in turn, those individuals can help create jobs. For example, this week on Seneca Women's new podcast, Made by Women, we featured two women of color who founded a fashionable and thriving eyewear company. It's called Coco and Breezy. They're really great. Look them up online at cocoandbreezy.com. Also consider supporting local restaurants that are run by Black women in your neighborhood. For every dollar that you spend with a Black business woman owner, that's likely to help lift her up and lift up your communities as well.
Sharon reminds us of the importance of investing in women-owned businesses and supporting them right now. We can each commit to supporting Black women-owned businesses in our own community. And if you're looking for other ideas, go to the Seneca Women app and look in the Shop tab. And definitely check out our interview with Coco and Breezy on our new show, Made by Women. At cocoandbreezy.com, you can buy some unbelievable eyewear. So here's something hopeful for today. Today's Juneteenth observances remind us of how far this country has traveled and how far we still have to go. But there are many ways that individuals can bring about the just and equal country we all want to see. It's important to recognize the vital economic and social role played by businesses owned by Black women. So let's show our support today and every day. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.